Welcome, dear listeners. It is my sincere pleasure to invite you to embark on a transformative journey with the Ministering Angel podcast, hosted by Ronald Myers Jr. Whether you're a newcomer or a returning seeker, prepare to uncover an invaluable resource in your pursuit of a deeper connection with Jesus Christ. If you're yearning to unlock your full potential and triumph over life's challenges, then Ronald, a true prophet of God, has been sent to be your guide. His words are not mere rhetoric, but a divine messenger, empowering you to conquer adversity and emerge victorious. With each episode, you'll discover a treasure trove of insights and inspiration, equipping you with the strength, wisdom, and resilience needed to overcome life's challenges. It's not just a podcast, it's a sanctuary where faith is fortified and miracles unfold. I am truly grateful for your time and presence. Welcome to the Ministering Angel podcast, where Ronald Myers Jr. stands as your faithful companion, leading you on a transformative journey towards a deeper understanding of your faith and a more fulfilling life. Prepare to be inspired, empowered, and forever changed. Here's Ronald.
What are we doing? Believing things that aren't true. A short time ago, a family member visited and, per usual, began complaining about their circumstances. In doing so, they mentioned feeling as though they were displaying symptoms of a potential stroke or heart attack. He stated that if he died that on his way to heaven. I stopped listening at this point and began to go to myself. What the hell? There's so many ways I can go with this. But here's my focus in today's episode. What are we doing? How do we continue to believe things that aren't true, knowing how you're living is not of God? This family member is lining daily a life of falsehood. There was a belief in Jesus at one time, but now there is a distortion involving multiple religions with no sign of change in sight. I've come across this one too often. The person that says they believe in God but continues in their sinful ways, believing that confessing their sins will free them only for them to continue doing the same things. This is foolishness. Yes, if we confess our sins, they have been forgiven. But to continue in these ways is wickedness. It shows you are not of God. Don't take my word for it. Let's let the word of God tell you. In 1 John 3:9 says, those who have been born into God's family do not make a practice of sinning, because God's life is in them. So they can't keep on sinning, because they are children of God. The next one is, are you saved? Many, far too many, are under the belief that they are saved. Going to church once a week, streaming services, speaking the church jargon, doing good deeds does not mean you are a child of God. The evidence of a child of God is a transformation into Christ's likeness. Without this, you just exist. The scriptures declare this in Matthew 7:21-23. It states, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. You are deceived if transformation is not taking place, but many seem not to understand this. You're not seeking God with a passion for the truth and from a sincere heart. This will be your destruction if you don't repent. The last one for now is the belief God is listening to your praise while you continue to live in whatever manner you choose, disregarding the truth of His word and your responsibility in practicing it. Again, you are deceived. Do you not know that God turns a deaf ear to the wicked? In Proverbs 28:9, it says it this way, if anyone turns a deaf ear to my instruction, even their prayers are detestable. The things I'm pointing out to you are to help you steer clear of the traps of destruction that have been set for each and every believer of Christ. Now you hopefully understand why I focus on Hosea 4:6 so much. Ignorance, lack of knowledge will not be an excuse you will be able to use. The knowledge is there for the taking, but are you diligent in seeking it? This is what will save your life. This is my deepest desire to bring you to the truth. to keep you from the traps and pitfalls that await those who desire to live for Jesus. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now go and live by that truth. Be blessed.
Your willingness to listen fills me with gratitude. I'm confident that the wisdom shared here will prove invaluable in navigating your current challenges. Let's invoke divine insight, as described in 2 Kings 6:17, and pray for eyes to see beyond our circumstances. In Hosea 4:6, we're reminded of the dangers of spiritual ignorance, which can lead to our downfall. Embrace this truth with an open heart, guided by the loving presence of the Holy Spirit. Stay encouraged, knowing that where there is great love, miracles abound. Remember, your prophet is here for you, ready to offer support and guidance every step of the way.